Hello and welcome to a special bonus edition of Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Thrilled to talk with four-time Olympic gold medalist Dana Vollmer. February is American Heart Month, and she's got an inspiring story about her own heart troubles, and she's teamed up with CVS for you to get a free heart screening this Valentine's Day 2017 for you. That and my interview with Dana coming up. Hang on for it. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free, did I say free? Free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So cool to have Olympian Dana Vollmer on with us today. Dana owns 7 Olympic medals, 4 of them gold, and 6 world records. But the challenges haven't always been in the pool. At age 15, Dana was diagnosed with long QT syndrome. Thankfully, in 2012, she was cleared of the heart condition that might have ended her dreams if not for her strength, determination, and unsinkable support system. And February is American Heart Month. And did you know one woman dies in the U.S. every 80 seconds from cardiovascular diseases, including stroke, and 90% of women have one or more risk factors for heart disease or stroke? So Dana has teamed up with CVS Health to help arm women with life-saving information about their own hearts. Dana, so happy to have you on today. Can you first let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I am at home with my 23-month-old and running around, going to parks, going to mom play dates, and just trying to have really good family life.
I love it. That sounds really cool. Well, Dana, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I think one thing that we all need to do is every day figure out something that empowers you and make sure that you fit it in that day.
That's a great way to look at every day, make every day special. That's great advice. Very cool, Dana. Well, can you talk to us a little bit about long QT syndrome? How did you know you had that? What were the symptoms?
So at 14, I was in the pool training. I've trained my entire life, and I got out of the pool because I realized my heart rate was 250 beats per minute.
Whoa.
And that led my family to cardiologists, and through lots of testing, they discovered I had an extra electrical pathway in my heart, and through other tests, realized that they saw random patterns of long QT syndrome. The cardiologist worked really hard to try to figure out a way that I could still be in the pool, and because they couldn't diagnose the full syndrome, they only saw random patterns of it, they cleared me to swim as long as I had a defibrillator with me at every practice and at every meet, just in case my heart stopped.
How did you keep swimming? How did you get through that and keep going?
I think it was one of those, one, being 14, as soon as they told me that, like, okay, you can keep swimming as long as this defibrillator is by you, it was like, okay, Mom, here you go. Like, you carry this defibrillator around, and I'm just going to keep swimming. It was my family sitting down and having that discussion of not wanting fear to conquer our lives, and that they wanted me to keep swimming kind of no matter what, and to work with the cardiologist to figure out a way to safely do that. And I never had to use the defibrillator. And it was that childhood experience that I think really changed who I am and made me want to help empower women and bring awareness to heart disease and to join forces with the American Heart Association.
So tell us, when it comes to heart health for women, what are the key numbers everyone should know about their heart and why?
So CVS is now a national sponsor of the American Heart Association. And so for the awareness, heart awareness is the month of February. And so on Valentine's Day, you can go into any of the 1,100 CVS minute clinics, and they will tell you the 5 numbers that we all need to know. And those are cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure, and your BMI. And it's really easy, it's fast, and you'll know those five numbers, and you can take those to your physician and talk about lifestyle or nutrition changes that you can make to prevent heart disease.
So those five, again, are cholesterol, HDL, blood sugar, blood pressure, and BMI, right?
Yeah, and having those five numbers, I mean, it's you know, not just when you're older. You're supposed to know those numbers starting from, like, age 20, and so you can track those and know your heart health and see any changes so that you can be alerted to those and hopefully prevent heart disease.
So that's great advice. So this isn't for older people only. It's great to get that early baseline. So if you're 20 years old and listening to this, go to CVS on Valentine's Day. You'll be able to get a free heart screening, and they'll give you those five important numbers, right?
Yes, and so important to know. And you can go in, do the test, and then you can also give a heart, and you can either donate $1, $3, or more if you choose. And CVS is raising $10 million for research and education.
Very cool. And tell us about your involvement with the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement.
So it started from that childhood experience and finding that passion for wanting to bring awareness to heart disease. And the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement is all about empowering women to take control of their heart health and to join forces with them and to be helping promote CVS and their Minute Clinics. It's all about empowering women to take control of their own lives, and hopefully we can save lives in the process.
That's so cool. You know, Dana, I've been talking with you. I'm just thinking many people that have achieved greatness facing extreme hardships and obstacles often say they wouldn't trade their hardship or experience in as it has made them who they are. Do you feel that same way about facing long QT syndrome?
I think any challenge, any obstacle that we're faced with in life, you can either let it control you or you can take it as a learning opportunity. Whether that's coming back from an illness, fighting a disease, whether that's missing an Olympic team for me or childbirth, anything, I think, a hard day at work, it can all be something that inspires you to do something better and to change who you are, your outlook on life. And so every day is kind of that learning opportunity to improve who you are.
Very cool. Well, coming up, we get the high five from Olympic gold medalist Dana Vollmer. And if I could ask a favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning, to have more enjoyment. And if we do that, we slowly make the world a better place. I believe that in my heart. So we're trying to reach the most people we can. If you can, jump on over to iTunes after the interview with Dana and rate and review the show. Leave comments. Tell me what you're interested in and tell me what you're concerned about in life. And by doing that, we get a wider audience. So if you could take 30 seconds and do that, I would greatly appreciate it. The High Five with Dana is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Olympic gold medal winner Dana Vollmer. Dana, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. So what does the future in the pool hold for you?
I am hoping to make 2020. I am pregnant with my second child at the moment, and so just training every day and getting back on track and enjoying family life, and hopefully I will be on that 2020 team.
That's awesome, and congratulations on your pregnancy, and we're going to be rooting for you. We're going to be looking for you in 2020, Dana. I love it.
Thank you.
All right, question number two. I think most high-performing people have a distinct morning routine that really sets the foundation for their day. How do you start your day?
So my alarm actually goes off at 4:30 in the morning, And one of my life mottos has just been to at least get up and brush my teeth. And so it's really easy to make the decision in the morning to stay in bed and to think you're too tired. But if I can at least get up, make myself brush my teeth, then most of the time I'm willing and feel good enough to go to practice.
I love it. That's really cool. So, and it's easy to do and simple, and that's good advice for all of us. So very cool. All right. Question number three, Dana. Women often neglect their own health, worrying about everyone else. Why should women not put their own health on the back burner?
So we've got to take care of ourselves first to be able to be the moms, be the wives, be the women that we want to be. And if we keep putting our own health on the back burner, that's going to take effect in what you're able to do every day. And so you've got to put yourself first and think about your own health, and then that will make us able to be the women that we want to be.
Question number four, at what age did you realize swimming was going to be your future?
So I've always loved swimming. I made the Olympic trials when I was 12, but I also loved basketball and soccer and even did gymnastics, and it wasn't until probably eighth and ninth grade that I was really like, okay, like swimming is my sport. And then it was my sophomore year of high school that I made my first Olympic team.
That's so cool. And did you have Olympic dreams right away?
I've always loved watching the Olympics, and I feel like it's every Winter Olympics that I get really inspired for the next Summer Olympics. And so I vividly remember watching the 2002 Olympic Games before making my first team in 2004.
And when you were standing on the podium after winning gold, was it everything you thought it would be?
Yes. I mean, how do you even describe standing on that podium? I mean, it just gives me goosebumps. And looking out, I can still see the pool. I can see the flag. I know where my parents were sitting, and it's just that feeling that all the sacrifices that you made, going to bed super early, that 4:30 a.m. alarm, and eating right and hydrating, and all of that was worth it, and you did it, and you're standing on that podium and having that medal placed around your neck. I mean, there's nothing like that experience.
It's got to be the coolest ever. I mean, seriously, and only a handful of people get to experience that, and you're part of the club. How cool is that?
It is an amazing group to be a part of.
That's for sure. All right, question number five. Finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
Family. And it's family support. It's feeling loved. It's, you know, I couldn't have done this without the people around me and everyone that's been in my life. And so the most important thing, I think, is to keep family close.
I love that answer. Very cool. Dana, thank you so much for your time today. How can we learn more about you and the CVS Health Program?
So for more information, you can go to cvs.com/content/goRed.
Very cool. Dana, good luck. Congrats on the pregnancy, and we're going to be watching for you and rooting for you in 2020. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes. Enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. And thank you again, Dana. And thank you for listening. And remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And if I could ask a favor once again, please take 30 seconds and rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That way we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Hit me up there. Also on Facebook, just search Which Way Is Life. You can also check out the show notes again at RadioMD.com. You'll find all of my episodes there as well. Thanks again for listening, and stay well.